Let's get to the book review. Louise Ward of Wardini Books has been reading Hello Strange by Pamela Morrow. Very good morning to you, Louise.
Morena. So we have Hello Strange. There's a fascination in literature about what it is to be human, and this young adult novel deals with our age-old existential conundrum by introducing us to life as lived by a humanoid, Josie. There's a Mary Shelley-esque explosion of electricity during a storm, and Josie, who's the latest in an experimental line of robots, is shocked into life. Her system goes immediately online, she's ready to rock, and immediately demonstrates an unexpected ability to self-program and not only mimic, but learn human behaviours. So it's set in an unspecified near future. And Josie is the creation of Miles McClure, who's a recently widowed father of three teenagers. Millie's 14, desperate to hold her family together. Middle child Cole's the wild one, and the eldest Hunter is battling anxiety. And that's not helped by school teachers and counsellors monitoring the kids closely to check for signs of anything that could disrupt social control. They're designed to influence human life for the better. Josie notices that Miles is struggling and sets about counselling him. And he thinks this is great, and he loves her quirky style. She's the first person to give him a laugh in ages. So he takes her home, and she's going to care for the family, kind of playing mum. But the problem is Hunter. Josie can't process the surges she experiences in his presence, putting them down to glitches. But the reader knows that she and Hunter are falling for one another. And yes, it's dangerous and weird, and it's as complicated as it sounds. Then there's this mix of heady teenage slash robot hormones, and into it comes Professor Bishop, who's an old friend of Miles, and he happens to be harbouring personal and professional resentments deep enough to cause terrible damage, especially when he comes across the viral technology created by his mysterious student, Gwyn. So it's an insightful look into human behaviours and emotions through a non-human observer, essentially a lovely but dangerous romance with an insidious subplot full of future tech, action sequences and cinematic passages of so much depth and description, bound to appeal to kids of about 14 and up, as it's directly aimed at digital natives.
You overall sound very impressed with it.
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. It is available as an e-book, but obviously booksellers around Aotearoa will be really needing their community when we get back to trading, so please wait for us.
It's a, and you're one of many, Carol. Bowie, we were talking to you the other day as well. You know, you're in the same situation at the moment. You're going to need that rush of business when things reopen. You've got lovely books.
We really are. Yeah, we've all got staff. They've got mortgages. You know, it's the local economy going round and round. And we would really appreciate people waiting for us. It's going to be so important.
It's a good time to get a big long list of good reading for when we're released and allowed back through the doors. Thank you, Louise. Take care. Louise Ward of Wardini Books, reviewing Hello Strange by Pamela Morrow, published by Penguin Books New Zealand.